The decision by the European Parliament follows both joint and separate sustained advocacy efforts by Jamaica and Barbados at all levels. Even as recently as yesterday, our call for delisting was again repeated by Prime Minister Holness in his closing session as chair of the 49th meeting of CARICOM heads of government. We are so very pleased that in the end, a position was taken that recognizes the reforms that we have made to our financial systems and regulatory frameworks, a position aligned with last year's positive FATF decision. This is a signal of broad-based trust in Jamaica's systems. We cannot overstate the significance of this decision, which is a clear indication of the Parliament's willingness to respond positively to the needs and interests of small, vulnerable economies like Jamaica's. And we thank the parliamentarians for this decisive action with exponential implications for our economies and accordingly our citizens. Ultimately, this places us in a better position to continue working purposefully towards achieving our national development goals.